Blackstone Audiobooks presents Rally Cry, The Lost Regiment No. 1 by William R. Forstchen. For Kathy and Carl Livolin, who deserved their own books so long ago. For Christine Poole, with a special thanks for her help and wonderful friendship. And finally, a bit of a sentimental dedication as well, for all those boys from Maine, for after all, most of them were only boys, who gave their lives more than a century ago to preserve the Union and to end the scourge of slavery. May we never forget their dreams for this country as we reach for the stars. Book 1. Chapter 1. January 2, 1865. City Point, Virginia. Major supply and shipment center supporting the Union Army besieging Petersburg and Richmond. The thunder of artillery rumbled across the storm-lashed midnight sky. Turning in his saddle, Andrew Lawrence Keene looked back, as if the distant flashes were a siren song whispering for him to return into the cauldron of flame.
"Not our fight anymore, Colonel."
"It feels strange to be leaving it, Hans," Andrew said softly, and even as he spoke he continued to look back, watching as the silhouette of Petersburg was revealed by the bursting shells.
"Strange to be leaving, is it? Damn glad I am," Hans snapped. "We've been in the trenches before that damn rebel city for the last 6 months. It'll be good to stretch our legs and see something else for a while, even if it does mean we've got to take one of them damn boats to get there."
Pulling out a plug of tobacco, Hans bit off an end and then offered a chew to his colonel. Andrew smiled and waved.